Stanley Karno's 768-page book called Vietnam, A History is said to be the first complete account of Vietnam at war. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The book is the counterpart to the public television series of which Karno was chief correspondent. Karno covered the war as chief Asian correspondent for Time magazine.
I just happened to be there in July of 1959, my first trip to Vietnam, when a little incident occurred up at an airfield called Bien Hoa, which was about 25 miles north of Saigon. Some guerrillas, we didn't even call them Viet Cong in those days, you called them Red Guerrillas, shot up a South Vietnamese army camp and killed two American advisors, a Major Buys and a Sergeant Ovnand. It was amazing to me just recently to go and look at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington and to see that those two names are the first two names, the first Americans killed in what's called the Vietnam era.
The only indignity is that the sergeant's name is misspelled on the memorial. As the American involvement in Vietnam intensified, it became a war with few restrictions on newspeople.
The authorities, both American and South Vietnamese, did not want to impose censorship because they didn't want to, especially the Johnson administration, really didn't want to admit it was a real war. If you had censorship, you called up the reserves, you increased taxes, you did all the things that were saying folks were at war. They never wanted to do that.
Karno thinks the influence of the news media in turning public opinion against the war was exaggerated. He says the strategy of attrition, grinding down the enemy, failed.
What we discovered little by little is you couldn't grind down the enemy. You could kill 5,000 one month, and you kill 5,000 the next month, and then you still found you had more to kill.
Stanley Karno, author of Vietnam, A History, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Stanley Karno was chief Asian correspondent for Time magazine in the 50s and 60s, and so had a ringside view of the war in Indochina. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. The result is his 768-page book, Vietnam, A History, and a 13-part public television series on the war for which Karno was chief correspondent.
I realized as we got going on the television series very early on, that's we started working on it or conceiving it 6 years ago, that I thought it'd be a good idea to have a book to go with it. Because television, while very valuable as a medium of impression and drama, cannot quite analyze things and explain things. It doesn't have the time.
Karno was able to draw on his extensive files about the war.
When I was a young reporter, there was a slightly older reporter by the name of Teddy White, Theodore White, once gave me a piece of advice. He said, never throw anything away. And I'd get every note, every diary, every journal, every word I ever wrote, I kept in a boxes somewhere.
Many of his notes and Time magazine dispatches were useful to capture the mood and flavor of the period, but many of the interviews with the principals in the conflict were done anew. Time and different perspectives changed things. In 1981, Karno was allowed back in Vietnam, where he spent 2 months researching the book and the TV series. The Americans lost the war, he says, but...
When you go back to Vietnam, you see that it was a Pyrrhic victory for the communists. The country's in terrible shape. It's really miserable. Their attempts to pick up the pieces have been aggravated by the fact that they've been fighting for so long that they're totally incompetent to deal with a modern challenge of an economy.
In the North, he says, you can't even buy a needle or a bar of soap. Stanley Karno, author of Vietnam, A History. He was also chief correspondent for the public television series of the same name. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.